This is your NPR News Update for Sunday, December 16th. I'm Andrew Krieger. A task force studying investigation and prosecution of sexual assault cases in Minnesota is expected to issue a report this week. Attorney General Lori Swanson convened the panel this fall. It has been examining how assault allegations are handled from the initial police investigations through the criminal prosecutions. Swanson says the final report will include recommendations for improved training of officers, as well as updated procedures for county attorneys and possible changes to state sexual assault law.
It's an underreported crime to begin with, and anything that kind of gums up the wheels of justice means victims are going to be less likely to come forward.
The three-term DFL attorney general will leave office in January, but she says the findings will be shared with her successor, Keith Ellison, and the state legislature. In other news, work will begin this week to repair damage along Minnehaha Creek in Minneapolis caused by flooding 4 years ago. Kirsty Marone reports.
In 2014, record rains caused Minnehaha Creek to overflow its banks. The resulting erosion washed parts of the bank into the creek. Tiffany Schaffler is with the Minnehaha Creek Watershed District. She says the repairs will be made at 10 sites that sustained some of the worst damage.
What they will be doing is essentially rebuilding pieces of land that were lost. What we try to come in and do is try to create a natural vegetated stream bank.
The Watershed District received $250,000 from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to cover the cost of the repairs. Since 2014, the district has partnered with the National Weather Service to better anticipate big rain events. Schaffler says that helps officials manage the water level at Gray's Bay Dam at the outlet of Lake Minnetonka to prevent more flooding. Kirsty Marone, NPR News.
Package thieves in St. Paul might find themselves in the hands of police if they steal a box with a GPS device inside. This past week, St. Paul police started using the technology to lure thieves targeting holiday package deliveries. Police spokesman Mike Ernster says the crime can happen anywhere, and he says the scope of the criminal operation can vary.
We've seen it both ways. We've seen it where it's random here and there, or we've seen reports of people actually following the delivery trucks as a package is being put out.
Ernster says catching the suspects can be hard, which is why they are trying the decoy package approach. He also says homeowners need to be vigilant when expecting a delivery, especially when so many are happening during the holiday season. Police suggest having a specific plan, such as a neighbor picking up the item until you get home, or having it delivered to your workplace. Turning to sports, the Minnesota Vikings host the Miami Dolphins today at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Phil Picardi has a preview.
The Vikings had a short, bruising week to prepare for the Dolphins. They were beaten Monday night by Seattle, and then the team fired its offensive coordinator on Tuesday. John DeFilippo was responsible for calling the plays when the Vikings have the ball. In recent weeks, the team struggled to score points, and head coach Mike Zimmer was openly critical of DeFilippo's pass-happy attack. Against the Dolphins, interim offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski will call the plays. He will be the fourth man to do so since 2016. The Vikings have 6 wins, 6 losses, and 1 tie on the season. They have lost 3 of the past 4 games, but remain in good position to secure at least a wild card playoff spot. Kickoff at noon. Phil Picardi, NPR News.
In weather, expect partly to mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Parts of southern Minnesota may climb into the lower 40s today. More sunshine Monday and Tuesday, highs in the 30s. No major storms in the forecast for the week ahead. For more news and weather anytime, you can find us at nprnews.org. I'm Andrew Krieger. Thanks for listening.